brightened up. And yet it is by the blaze of such a conflagration, to which the fire of Rome was but a spark, that we do all our fiddling and hold domestic tea parties at the arbor door. The Greeks figured Pan, the god of nature, now terribly stamping his foot, so that armies were dispersed. Now, by the woodside on a summer noon, trowling on his pipe, until he charmed the hearts of upland ploughmen. And the Greeks, in so figuring, uttered the last word of human experience. To certain smoke-dried spirits, matter and motion and elastic ethers, and the hypothesis of this or that other spectacled professor, tell a speaking story, but for youth and all ductile and congenial minds, Pan is not dead, but of all the classic hierarchy, alone survives in triumph. Goat-footed, with a gleeful and angry look, the type of the shaggy world, and in every wood, if you go with a spirit properly prepared.